we be casting off now?
Look here, Sugar Queen.
Sugar Queen?
Uncle, I need 2 jasmine, 1 green, and 1 lychee.
I'm brewing as fast as I can.
I don't need any calming tea.
I'm completely calm.
I must find the Avatar to restore my honor.
It's okay. You can laugh.
It's funny. Nice speech, Azula. It was pretty and poetic, but also scary in a good way.
Should we do something?
Hey, I'm just enjoying the show.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongBooFang.net. I am your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by co-host Jake.
Hello.
Jason. Kevin.
Hi there.
And AJ.
I'm back.
Yeah, back after 6 podcast laps. Okay. Any questions, comments, or advice can be sent to us at podcast@dongbufang.net. Send us questions about Avatar you have so we can answer them in the mailbag segment. Also send us your fan creations so we can review them in the fan creation review segment. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and vote for the podcast on multiple sites which can be found at the podcast page, which is podcast.dongbufang.net/podcast. Last podcast we had some technical issues with my voice being ahead of everyone else's, and that shouldn't happen again this podcast or in the future. Today's podcast, we are going to have a little bit of a shorter podcast. We'll start with Avatar news, move on to DongBufang news. Our only discussion topic today will be on Season 4, and we'll then have fan creation review segment, mailbag segment, a new trivia question, and the closing. So now, on to the Avatar news.
The big Avatar news comes from Jake's contact. It's that the creators do not want to pursue a Season 4, and Nick is with them for now. Much of the crew does want to pursue a Season 4, however, the creators would rather move on to the movies. This will be discussed in our later discussion topic.
The conference tournaments and the DongBufang character tournament are in their second round. The tournament will go for 5 months, and at the end, one character will be the winner in the biggest, most accurate Avatar character popularity contest ever. The new DongBufang forums have launched. Go sign up now at dongbufang.net/forums. DongBufang is accepting original fan articles. It can be about anything Avatar related and should be sent to webmaster@dongbufang.net. Now to the discussion topic.
Okay, as heard in the Avatar news, there'll be no Season 4 for now because the creators apparently don't want to pursue one. And what we want to discuss right now is, what are our reactions to that? You know, I mean, why don't they? What are the thoughts here?
Well, the apparent reasons why don't they, and all this stuff comes from Jake's contact, is that they want to work on the movies instead of doing a Season 4. Which really, they have a minimal role in writing the movies and everything. They're just going to be like show contacts, pretty much. Maybe help with the script a little, but I don't think they'll be doing that much for the movies at all. So basically, why don't they? I really don't think that Avatar is a trilogy is a reason that they don't want to. I think in here for them.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I think so.
I don't know about that.
It's
the creators work more than Mike and Brian and Lisa want to work, so
nobody wants to hear me say this, of course, but you look at something like a cartoon strip like Garfield, okay? That thing has been going on forever. Have you ever read Garfield recently?
Yeah, it sucks.
I want to hit my brain out with a sledgehammer every time I look at that now. It was so awesome when it started off. But look at something like Gary Larson's Far Side. It went for a few years, and then he was just done, and he said, okay, I'm going to end it right here. Or Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin and Hobbes is probably one of the greatest comic strips in history. And he had a time where he said, okay, this is it. I don't want it to get old and stale. I'm going to stop it right here. Now, I'd love to see Avatar go on for a 4th season and maybe even go on to something like 6, but I definitely don't want to see it go on forever to the point where it gets stale and boring.
Yes, and that is the, actually, opinion of most of the fandom right now, which is why we're doing the segment. 4 seasons, guys. This would be a season. It's not the 26th season. This would be a 4th season, And if they actually get off their lazy butts and work on it, and I'm talking about the creators here, then it could be just as good, if not better quality, than the rest. And yes, I will be insulting creators a ton in this segment.
Oh, no.
Well,
yeah, look at it this way, too. You said that they're going to have a little more time spent on the movies. You know, if they do have the free time, maybe they could take a larger hand in working with the story and making sure the movie isn't an abomination to the series.
Yeah, I would rather have them work on the movies than work on a fourth season, because as far as we've seen in the entire Avatar series, it looks like they've only been planning for the three seasons.
They've only been, well, at the beginning, they've been planning. I can tell you that there are other plans out there. It's just none of them are being executed.
Yeah. It's like, are there other story options to take in? I think there's still a wealth of creativity there, but
yeah, who have ideas, but not being listened to. And it's just because, see, why don't they? They can have just as good of a storyline in season four, as in let's look at season two actually, because season two to me didn't have a very concrete outline of where they are going with it. It was just like random trips along the way to Ba Sing Se to me. So, and season two is pretty much unanimously the best season in Avatar. So, why can't that happen for season four? And I think it would even have more of a concrete storyline to it, to me.
I don't know, the random trips to Ba Sing Se was really just to show that the war is affecting the entire world, the Avatar world. So, they're not so much as random as, well, maybe the swamp was a little random, but aside from that,
there might be things that come into play further on in the future.
Yeah. Of course, everything has a reason for it there, but it's there, but there. Avatar, go save the world, Zuko chase Avatar, as in season one, because that was forced upon them by Nick. It has to be, season one was so straight in line as it was, as like a kid's show, because it's his first season, need to make sure it's successful, need to make sure it follows the structured kid's show outline. Season two, they're a lot more freer with what they want to do.
So that's why we saw episodes like Zuko Alone, where we saw more focus on the anti-hero.
Yes.
It's more of a character-building thing. It's a lot. If you look at a three-act structure, which is kind of what I'm looking and seeing the seasons of Avatar representing, you've got the first season, or the first act, which is setting the dominoes, or I'm sorry, introducing the dominoes. The second act sets them all up, gets them ready for their final act, which is in part three, knocking them all down. You know, the big climax.
Kind of don't think they've set them up well enough for it to be that concrete for season three. It's not there enough for it to just be that good of a process.
If season three, let's say, finishes with the defeat of Ozai and the Fire Lord and the coming of the comet, where do you have any ideas? Do you have any idea where it might be taken?
Well,
beyond the season four,
just extended.
Yeah, like Avatar duties for Aang, the rebellions, of course.
Reconstruction of
reconstructions.
So reconstruction would be more exciting than random trips to Ba Sing Se.
Well, to me it would be, but that's just me. That's not most of the Avatar fans.
Okay,
oh, come on. You know, reconstruction is just the perfect springboard for a romance between Aang and whoever you're shipping Aang with.
What about this idea? You take a season four, don't just happen like right after the end of the defeat of Ozai. What if you went further into their future, where they're older teens or something? You know, not necessarily adults, because we want to appeal to the young kids, of course, but maybe they're older, maybe a few years down the line, and something new happens, a new conflict takes place.
Why not? Why not make Aang 16? They can do it, they just have to get off their lazy butts and execute it.
Right. Ship with Katara wouldn't look like an adult woman and a baby.
Yeah, but let's not get into that cat out here, because even though that's my backbone for everything I'm saying, it's...
Okay. I know, I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you.
And another big thing in this is that the crew pretty much does want to do a season four, and of course, it's like, they're not going to have a job if they don't, but they're talented enough that they'd find something. It's a great show that they're working on. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing to be on this great of an animated kids show. They want to continue. And,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was just going to mention saying, what if, again, I wonder if maybe they're planning on another series, if they have something else down their, you know, creative pipeline that they wanted to work on and move on from this, and what that might be. But again, it might beg the question, let's say they do move on, Nick decides to make a season four, would you want a season four to be made without Mike O'Brien? Do you think that'd be a compromise of quality?
And yes, this is where most of the fandom is wrong. Mike and Brian barely do anything anymore.
Heard it here first, folks. Dylan's always right.
Bow.
Jake, let's tell them about how they don't do anything anymore. You haven't been talking about.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you right now, I've heard from sources inside Nick that on the show that Mike and Brian, when it comes to writing the show, that they aren't that involved. And that even in terms of animation, they do color correction and stuff like that, but they're not too involved with that. And so it's entirely possible to do the show without Mike and Brian and keep the quality that is there now, but, you know, Nick just doesn't want to do it. I mean,
yeah, just do it, like, without an overseer. That's all it is.
Why wouldn't they want to do it? It's a cash cow.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Right. Nick is always all about the money, and they're not going all about the money on this one, so.
No. Bash Nick too much. I mean, any business is about the money. And this seems to be a good proprietary, but I know what you mean.
Any successful business is about the money.
That's true.
Right.
See, a season 4 without Mike and Brent, fandom has to stop saying, you guys, it's not going to be terrible. It's not like the quality is going to diminish. It's still going to be there without them. It's just, of course, we'd prefer to have it without the creators of with the creators of the show, but without it, it's pretty much taken on a life of its own with the crew there and some other people up on the top.
I mean, I'm sure that people, the crew and all them working on it have a creative enough idea to start another storyline after the whole Aang has to save the world and a deadline deal that we've been seeing, but I'm just afraid to see it, because I really don't know what to expect.
Yeah, just because you don't hear about the other people working for Avatar. All you hear about is Mike and Brian, they do all the interviews, mm-hmm. they do all the stuff. There's many talented directors.
Oh, many talented. Well, the directors have won an award. The casting director, the person who works with the voice actor, she won an award. You know, there's a lot of people, like you said, who are very creative behind the scenes who get a little credit, but of course they're not the poster children for the creators of the series.
Yep, and there's people at the top other than Mike and Brian there that have storylines ready to go. Directors, writers, I'm sure have one.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say, I wonder how much of it belongs to them. I mean, I know they work for Nickelodeon, they probably developed it for Nickelodeon. Does Nickelodeon now effectively own it, or do Mike and Brian own it and get to say whether there gets to be a second season? There might be an issue of rights there. I don't know that for self. I don't know if your contact knows that or not, but
based on what I've seen from other cartoons with Nickelodeon and essentially Viacom, they own all the characters and the right to play those characters whenever and wherever they want to.
All your media are belong to us.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Exactly. And pretty much for normal shows, that's not the case. It's just very Nick. Yeah. They have to do that, own that. So
then really, it's Nickelodeon that we're facing here. If they don't want to make a second season, it's their fault, because they could just do, you know, they could be the force that gets it going.
No, because they're just going with the creators. They're doing is really...
Honoring wishes?
Yeah. I don't know if it's as much honoring as thinking that they're taking the opinion of most of the fandom here, saying that bad quality without the creators.
Well, they're also probably thinking that, well, the creators got us this far and this successful. Well, we're going to take their word from now on.
Yeah, but actually, crew's gotten them this far, this successful. They just kick-started it. The thing that Mike and Brian would be leaving to would be the movies. And they're not even going to be leaving to them. They'd have, like, not even a part-time job. This would be way less than a part-time job. It'd just be them sitting at home and then occasionally consulting the script writing for the movies, pretty much.
Sweet deal.
Exactly, they're lazy.
I don't know. I'd rather have, I don't know, some input from people who actually, you know, worked on the series in the movie itself, rather than having
people
making the movies just go on their own.
Well, some input is fine, but you can create another season of the show and do that at the same time. Of course, creating the show is hard, but they're going into the easy process of the creating right now. They can easily work on the movie. Hard part of the creation of the season 3 is pretty much over with, I'd say. Jake?
Yes,
good. Okay.
Right.
So what can we do? Have we? I don't think we've gone enough on how we need a season three. So let's four. Let's do that some more on why we should and how it won't be more or less quality. Because I don't think we've convinced you guys.
No, well, you haven't convinced me.
Yeah, we haven't convinced AJ because AJ isn't an unknown. AJ's like not most of the fandom. He doesn't.
I still say that. Actually, my opinion is that a season three could work, but a season four could work, but I think it would be best if just we ended at season three and have them work in the movies, because I've seen a lot of movies, you know, that come from TV shows and just completely bomb. Well,
I think the movies are going to suck either way, so it doesn't really matter if they work on them.
Yeah, live action.
Here's
another thing that could happen with, if you had a season four, this is from, I'm going to play devil's advocate and give it from a business standpoint. If you have a season four on TV at the same time, you already have a built-in show that's kind of advertising the content that is going to be available in the movie. Do you know what I mean? Not exactly, you're not going to be going to see a movie version of season four, but exactly. I mean, you're seeing the same characters, you're seeing the same content, the same proprietary, it's almost like an advertisement for the films coming out. So you might almost want to do it from that kind of a standpoint.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want the story or the fandom to cool off. Another thing is, though, another possibility, and I know I should give you a moment to jump in tracks here, what if they just took a hiatus? You know what I mean? They pause for a moment, three seasons, you do the movies, you come back, and then you do your next group of seasons, maybe. I don't know. Next story.
Well, doing the movies isn't as easy as it sounds. Their movies probably aren't going to go on until... First movie's not going to probably go on until... '09.
Especially if it's live release. Action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be a considerable hiatus, but let's say the movies are successful and you could have, you know, another series, a spin-off series, additional based on the fandom that's generated from the movies.
Momo's World.
Yeah, right.
It would lose all its hardcore fandom. Like me, I probably wouldn't be going back to the fandom if it took a 10-year break.
Yeah, you gotta figure most of the fans who are watching the show now, by the time the third movie rolls around, are gonna be, what, 8-10 years older?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration. Maybe 6 years older or so, but at least
I think it'll be 10, about 10 years.
Right,
maybe even more than that. Three movies is a lot. They won't. Again, though, they don't have a major role in the movie. I don't see why they can't just.
They make cameo appearances.
Yeah, it's like they're gonna be.
Isn't what's his name ball? Can he play Aang?
Mike is
Mike.
Cabbage Man, right?
To play, like, you know, we find out who Aang's father is.
Yeah, stuff like that. Fandom would be with actually, it as long as they execute it right.
The only way I think, going back to the whole season four thing, the only thing I think season four could work is if they do a whole lot of backstory, and I mean, to keep it in line with the whole elements theme, like season one was water, season two, earth, three, fire, and then I would leave four as air, and then if you really want to have another season, and then you could talk more about who the air nomads are, and maybe at the end of season three, sort of leave a cliffhanger, be like, oh, we found some air nomads, and you really aren't the last airbender.
I've
been lying to you all along.
They definitely need.
didn't they say something like the season of the air season happened before season one? That was supposed to be it's the season we haven't seen. Lame, but yeah, I think they said that.
I'm fine with them sticking to the present pretty much, but then that's getting into too much catting. So yeah, okay. So what can we do to get a season four now? Jake, take it away. You suck.
Brilliant.
I'm Rev. I'm ready to go. Right. Thanks.
What?
I'm tired. I'm not thinking right now.
Too bad. Fine. You want me to say it? Talk about it. Fine. Right.
Tell me what to say. I don't know.
No, I'm going to say it. You stop. Okay. Well, first you guys can write to Nick. Write to Mike and Brian. To try to do season four, and convincing them isn't forcing them. Remember that. And if you convince them, we have the dream scenario of Mike and Brian with a season four, so that would be great. Convince Nick to take it without Mike and Brian. I'm echoing. And Dongwufeng might be planning some convincing to do with the Comic-Con. Hopefully that'll work out. We could get some protesting in the places. This could be big, but we don't want it to be.
Bring if your picket signs. If it's going
to be big, we need fandom support. We need everybody, you guys behind us.
Everybody goes to Comic-Con and goes up to the mic to ask a question. Make that question, is there going to be a season 4, and why not? No, I don't
know. Do it!
If Jake goes there, it's all the easier, but he can't. Okay.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yep, so we can do stuff, guys. We can do stuff. You gotta be behind us. Write emails, podcast stuff. Tell us. Because if you guys aren't behind us, we don't know. Right now, from our knowledge, most of the fandom isn't. Once it is, we can start with those major protests, though. And so, major meaning major for us, which is not major, but...
So for all those who are still not convinced that we need a season 4, be convinced.
Yeah, be convinced. That's a good idea. We'll talk about more on DH and stuff.
Well, that's where we're look at it this way. If there's a season 4, it's not going to hurt the series.
Yeah.
And the worst it can do would probably... I don't know. I really don't know what the worst it can do.
Yep. It can't really do that worse because it's Avatar.
Yeah,
remember that.
I mean,
with or without the creators, it's Avatar.
Yeah.
Even if they lose the entire chapter and book format, I think season 4, any season 4, could still work. But I still say it's not advisable.
See, and that's the opinion that at the very bottom of about to the other side that there should be. But the other opinion right now is definitely no way. That's what we need to try to convince, though.
Okay.
So, I definitely think we'll be on this subject again. This should probably be a major one forever. At least until season 3 starts. So.
At least until season 4 doesn't come out.
Not quite that long. Okay, so, now on to our fan creation review segment. Today for our fan creation review segment, we'll be reviewing a fan fiction called High School Avatar, written by Cardcaptor Katara. It was also submitted to us through email, and you guys can submit yours too at podcast@dongbufeng.net. This is another Avatar High School fic, a lot of them out there, but the thing that sets this one apart, though, is and that they can still bend in high school. So it's kind of like a mix between an AU fic and the show, really. It just has the normal happenings of high school, dances, fights, and the main relationship would be Kedeng. Yeah, I didn't set this one up. This one just came to us, really.
Yeah.
No. Right. This was the only
This one wasn't selected because it just had a Katara Aang shipping. No.
No, of course not. No. It came through email. If you
what
guys want Zutara, send Zutara. What?
What happened to the Zutara ship that was sent in?
Oh, it went to my spam box now. No, Zutaras were sent in, don't worry. So, yeah.
He's lying.
Just a side note, I still think that shipping is messed up.
Guys, what do we think of Cardcaptor Katara here?
Well, does anyone else read it, or should I just talk this whole time? That's what I thought. Okay. The events were a little too fast in the beginning. A little, like, bam, bam, bam. No. And they're short chapters. But that's not something I criticize on, because I can relate to not writing a lot all the time. But usually if it meets short chapters, means not enough detail, and I think that's where this thing is. But later in the fic, it gets more detailed, and it's on the right track right now. So yeah, I'd give it 8 out of 10. Definitely has some room for improvement. So you can find the link to this fan fiction in the description for this podcast. If you want your fan creation review badass, send it to podcast@dongbufeng.net. Now for the... We'll have another mailbag segment for today. We'll answer your questions you guys send in on Avatar and address comments on the podcast. We have a few today. Akivara writes, what do you guys think of Azula? Is she bad to the bone? Or does she have maybe a teeny-weeny good side that she just doesn't listen to? Well, to me, Azula's pretty much bad to the bone. I think that she does what she thinks is right, which is fighting for her nation, fighting for her honor, fighting for her father. and she knows which side she's on very concretely, and she knows right now that the Avatar is the enemy. I do not seeing her switching sides in any way. The only thing I think Azula could do, like, maybe a switching anything, is maybe going up in the Fire Nation, up in the status. Maybe even getting up to Fire Lord, but that's one of my crazy theories. Won't get into.
Andrew writes, let's see, right, he says, I had a thought about the known show titles for Season 3. First, I think there are at least three of them, so far refer to Suki. The three I am referring to are The Painted Lady, The Headband, and Sokka's Master. In my Suki, and to a lesser extent, Warriors, will play a fairly big part in Season 3. I think this is because they are already been introduced into the series several times as friendly to the Avatar. The Painted Lady could obviously refer to Suki, the Headband could refer to the Headband that is part of Suki's traditional clothing. Lastly, Sokka's Master could refer to Suki, as she had already been seen teaching Sokka in more than one way. I would love to hear what you all think on this matter. The Painted Lady, I could definitely see that. The Headband, I think, is a little stretching, because I didn't really, they didn't really play any significance on the Headband. I mean, they did say, like, the warrior paint was special in one of the episodes. But the Headband, you hardly notice that. It's just, you know, sort of like character prop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Headband's going to be something different. And Sokka's Master, I really think that's going to be someone different, someone who will teach Sokka something important, rather than just throwing a boomerang.
Yeah, and usually the titles refer to a new character, or a new place, or a new thing. So I think all these things are probably going to be new things that we haven't seen yet in the show, but I think it's a good theory. I think we will see Suki a little bit more in Season 3, but I don't think any of these titles directly refer to her, to tell you the truth.
Gary writes, "Hi guys, I was hoping for your opinion on something. My sister's taking care of a caterpillar for a school assignment. I asked her what type of butterfly it'll become, and she said a painted lady butterfly. I instantly remembered the Avatar episode, The Painted Lady. Do you think the episode is actually, in fact, about a butterfly, or do you think that is just a coincidence?" Well, I've heard this theory maybe once or twice before. I really like it. I like the fact that an episode based around a butterfly, I think it could be a very symbolic episode, maybe involving flashbacks, and then one to the present. It seems like it could be a great basis for a story for me. But the flaw in this thing is that in the Avatar world, let's remember that animals are always two things, except a bear. So I don't think a painted lady would be... It would have to be like a painted lady, butterfly, bear, or something like that. They usually don't use, like, descriptive words or something for their names that are actually, like, the world we live in. To the question, do you think the episode would actually affect about a butterfly? No. But I think it could be good if it was. Yeah, and it's probably just coincidence, even though, hey, maybe they'll throw it in there somewhere. We could see it about that. You never know with Avatar. A lot of stuff could happen that we don't see coming, and it has happened.
All right, and our final email for the podcast. Katara120 writes, in episode The Blind Bandit, we see a Fire Nation fighter in the Earth Rumble 6. Now, why is a Fire Nation there? Why is he allowed there, and why is a firebender earthbending? All right, just to clear that up for you, Katara120, it was a satire. Earthbender.
Mm-hmm.
They're essentially making fun of the man, or the Fire Nation, by giving them a mock Fire Nation guy. And he was sort of like the clown of the circus, so to speak, so he would essentially always lose.
And he was not Firebender at all.
Yeah.
I don't even think he was Fire Nation, period, so.
Yeah, like I said,
he said he's just satire.
Someone that they can boo at. I mean, you saw them throwing stuff at him.
So email your thoughts and comments to us about discussions along with constructive criticisms about the podcast and questions on Avatar to us at podcast@dongbufang.net. We'll answer your questions on the mailbag segment, just like this one, and probably the podcast after the next one. So if you don't get an email back, I do get your questions. It's just that I don't like write back to all of them or pretty much any of them. But I'll have them. I'll put them on. I think I've put everyone on so far that we've gotten. So really, if you want to know anything, our opinions, just send them in. And now let's get to our trivia question. The trivia question is a question where people answer, and people who get it right get their name on the podcast and entered into a future drawing to win a prize to be determined. Not so sure about that last part anymore, but... Last week's question was, what characters appear in both seasons of Avatar? There's a lot of discrepancies on this one, so I think we'll pretty much just name all the people who answered. Cardcaptor Katara and Akivara answered, and they also sent in questions, as you saw above. Our list was Aang, Katara, Sokka, Iroh, Zuko, Yue, Smellerby, Kin, Paku, Ohali, Luten, Longsha, Kyoshi, Hakoda, Gyatso, Foamy, Cabbage, Guy, Bumi, Bato, Jet, Suki, Ozai, Appa, Momo, Azula, and Roku. But there are, there are other ones involving, like, Flopsy. It's just too much leeway in that one. So we'll probably enter them both into a drawing if we have one. So this week's question is, what episode or episodes are Aang not seen in? This one is a concrete answer, or concrete answers. Send your answers to podcast@dongbufeng.net now. Or whenever. You got some time this one, because, as we'll talk about in the closing. Now we've got a special interview for you guys, from Kevin, of course. He's done them in the past couple of podcasts. This one, he'll be interviewing June. It's very funny. It's right now. Take a listen.
All right, here we are again. And we're back with a brief one-on-one shout-out from the baddest bounty hunter of them all, June. Welcome.
Whatever you say.
Well, I know you're a woman of few words, so I thought we'd just get down to business and talk about your second career. Everyone knows you're TV's hottest bounty hunter, but I understand you've also been moonlighting as an R&B rap music producer.
Only temporarily.
But your label's first album hasn't even come out yet. You mean you're gonna just leave the business as soon as you get started?
By then, I'll have my money.
Yikes. A cutthroat bounty hunter and a cutthroat studio producer, huh?
Whatever you say.
Huh. So, now let's talk a little bit about the music genre you've chosen. I've always kind of pictured you as more of an Evanescence, The Cure, you know, goth rock type of chick. So, what's your angle in rap? I mean, Kid Rock says he can smell a pig from a mile away. What do you got to offer?
My sheer shoe can smell a rat a continent away.
Oh, one-upmanship. Very nice, very nice. Now, I see you've got that sample disc there from your studio. What do you say? We have an exclusive preview right here on the show of one of your songs from your label's upcoming album.
Oh, I'd love to help you out, but forget it.
Oh, come on. We can make this mutually beneficial. I got something to offer. I hear you've been looking for an open bounty on some guy named Dylan. In fact, I understand that's the same Dylan who runs this podcast.
I'm a little short on money.
Well, if you let me play an exclusive sample, I can tell you where he lives.
We got a deal. Drinks on me!
Sweet, I'll take a Red Bull.
The toxins will wear off in about an hour.
All right, here we go. Let's take a listen to a bit of the new track produced by June on her Black Shearshoe label, featuring, who's that again? Who are the artists?
My new friends, Angry Boy and Uncle Lazy.
All right, Angry Boy and Uncle Lazy, kicking it real for you on From the Spirit World.
Got to feel the flow.
I want my honor. I'm tired of living like this. 3 years ago today, I was banished. I want my father not to think I'm worthless.
Leaves from the vine, falling so slow, like fragile tiny shells drifting in the foam.
Okay, again, that was a preview cut from the track All I Wants Is My Shiz Honor Back from the Black Shearshoe record label. Look for it in stores this August. We'll catch you in the next podcast.
Okay, that's it for this week's podcast. Any questions, comments, or advice can be sent to us at podcast@dongbufeng.net. Send us questions if you have about Avatar so we can answer them in the mailbag segment. Also, send us your fan creations so we can review them in the fan creation review segment. This podcast was pretty much put together in a rush, I'd say. Even though I've done some heavy editing on it to try to make it better, it's still, eh. I'd say this one's going to go about This one's probably 32, 33 minutes. Our shortest one ever. I don't, short isn't bad to me. We had one concrete thing we wanted to address in this podcast. I think we got it done, so pretty much good on this one. Oh, we'll hopefully improve the quality of this. There, I know there's some blankouts in this one where you guys hear us like stop talking for a little bit. That's something that I don't know. It's another one of these technical problems. Hopefully I'll get that down. At least there's no feed problems, like me talking ahead of everyone. That's good. So yeah, next podcast is a very special podcast. It will be our shipping special. Don't want to miss that one. I'm thinking 2 to 3 hours. Seriously. And we'll have probably like 10 people on. Not 10, maybe like 8 or 9. Talking solely about shipping. 2 to 3 hours. Watch for it, June 25th. I've been your main host for today, Dylan. Co-hosts have been Jake, Jason, and AJ, and Kevin. Our technical director is AJ. I edit the podcast, and Dongwu Feng is a force run by Jake. See you all in the shipping special, June 25th.